Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Hashem controls the world, and sometimes He gives us the privilege to sit back and watch in awe how He goes about taking care of our needs from behind the scenes. A man told me that his daughter is planning to go to seminary next year in Israel, and she really wants to go to the highly acclaimed institution that her friends are going to. She's a wonderful girl with great midot, and she was told that she would really excel in that high-level environment. But up to this point, academically, she was not at the level she needed to be in to get in. She lives in Canada, and her interview to get into that seminary was going to take place in Brooklyn. She went to her grandparents in Muncie for Shabbat so she could be there on Sunday for the test. Her father asked his father-in-law if he could please show her how to read a Ramban properly while she's by his house for Shabbat, because reading the Ramban is one of the main things the seminary is going to be testing for. So that Friday night, her grandfather opened up a Ramban and began learning it with her. They went over it and over it until she knew it perfectly. And he also tried to give her some skills to be able to read other Rambans. This is not something that can generally be taught in one sitting, but he did his best. She went for the interview on Sunday, and out of the hundreds of pieces of Ramban Al HaTorah that they could have tested her on, the seminary asked her to read the same exact Ramban that she just learned with her grandfather. And Baruch Hashem, she did great, and they were very impressed with her. A woman who we'll call Sarah told me that a few months ago, she needed to travel from Lakewood to Muncie on a Thursday evening to visit a house of mourning. All of the rides that she thought were available fell through. So she took a bus and was told there would be people in Muncie who could drive her back that night. While in Muncie, Sarah made a connection with a woman who told her she just needed to do a couple of errands, and she'll call her when she's ready to leave back to Lakewood. At 11 p.m., that woman called, but Sarah was on a very important phone call, and it would have been disrespectful for her to ask the other party to hold on while she takes another call. So she left it. 5 minutes later, she called the woman back, but there was no answer. And after calling repeatedly, she figured she missed her ride. At that late hour, there were no other rides available, so with no choice, she slept in Muncie by her sister-in-law. She was planning to take the bus back the next morning, but due to a misunderstanding, she missed the bus too. And now she was stuck in Muncie on a Friday with Shabbat approaching. Her husband said he heard of a couple that would be returning to Lakewood from Muncie. He told her to try to find out and get their number. She did, and she called and called, but there was no answer, so she left a message. At 11 a.m., her sister-in-law said she's going to the house of mourning, and she'll see if anybody there would be going back to Lakewood. Sarah said, okay, I'll go with you, but she waited in the car so the mourners wouldn't feel bad that she still didn't get a ride back. At this point, Sarah was feeling very desperate. She saw a lady across the street and decided to get out of the car and ask her if she knew of anyone going to Lakewood. The woman replied in the negative. Then the next door neighbor was coming out to take her daughter off the bus. Sarah went over to her to ask her if she knew of a ride. The woman said she'll make a few phone calls, and she took Sarah's full name. When she heard the name, she said, I'm a shadchanit. I was supposed to give you the name of a great girl for your son, but I didn't even know who you were. Now I meet you right here at my house. They exchanged numbers, and 1 minute later, the couple who she left a message by before called her back and said, we're ready to go to Lakewood, we'll take you. Later on, the Shadchanit called Sarah back and said, I'm so sorry, I made a mistake. That shiduch was not meant for your son. Your name sounds so much like the one that it was meant for. Sarah then said, but this was such hashgacha peratit that we met. Maybe that person was for my son. The woman said, give me some references I'll look into it and see if it's a match. After she spoke to the references, she called Sarah back and said, that girl is definitely not a match for your son. But I do have a niece who lives in Canada who I think would be perfect for him. And Baruch Hashem, just last week, Sarah's son got engaged to that niece. And Sarah told me, the Hashgacha of Hashem here was so amazing, how I missed so many opportunities to go back to Lakewood. And then when the lady called me, I was on the phone with someone important, I couldn't answer. It was all in order to meet this woman at that exact time, who told me later that she never goes out to the bus. That was a very rare occasion. And right after that, when I met her, then I got my ride home a minute later. Furthermore, the night before at the Beit Avel, the children of the Nifteret were saying how their mother always said, Gam zu letova, in every frustrating situation. Sarah said, because of that, I got so much chizuk, I kept telling myself, even at the late hour on Friday, Gam zu letova, everything is for the best. And Hashem showed me the purpose for every step of that trip. And as a result, my son found his zivug in another country. Hashem runs the world. If we open our eyes more, we'll see him so clearly. Have a great day.